Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, proper pronunciation, Yahuwah, through his people, Israel. We're going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode. Get part number 27 going. So we're going to swing down on the international side and see how many countries have logged into this broadcast. All the slots are still. That's 195 international countries. And we're splashing on the international side out of New York. New York, we're splashing. 10670. 106470. We're going to find the elder and bring him in And he'll tell you all about the 195 International Contest 106470 and get part number 27 gone. All right, so when you meet the elder, with a loud voice you say, Elder Mr. Kills, Yahweh be to that scene right. Elder Mr. Kills, Yahweh be to that scene right. Well, dinner, you got to check your battery. Your battery must not be working right. Recheck your sound there, Elder, and come back in because we're not hearing you. We're not hearing you there, Elder, so come back with the sound again.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hey. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. All right, we back live, Yahweh's radio part number 27. So we'll get right on to the network and see if we get something going on. We are live broadcast part number 27. And we just go run to see if we find Mother E, kind of get some books kind of spread out a bit, Mother E. We'll see what's going on as we unfold this thing. We'll go find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in and see if he's ready to go for another episode, part number 27. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh be with you there, Seed Royal.
Well, bless you, Seed Royal. Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yahdai Israel. You run into a lot coming to this broadcast, but we prepare to do our part in some dust as Yahweh. So how about a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see what we can get going on with Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And it's time now to peep at a little prophecy there, Brother Yahdai Israel. It's time now because we have a lot of people in an uproar, and prophecy has all the answer, because he made a statement in Hosea chapter 6. He made a statement in Hosea chapter 6, verse 1, 2. Then give me the last two verses in that Hosea 6, 1, 2, and read the last two verses in that sixth chapter. We'll start off right there. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 10 and 11 read. Book of Hosea 6, verse number 1. Come, and let us return unto Yahweh, for he hath torn, and he will heal them. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. Verse number 2. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. We shall live in his sight. Verse 10. I've seen a horrible thing in the family of Israel, northern king. There's a whoredom of Ephraim. Ephraim, Israel, is defiled. Verse number 11. Also, your God, Judah, southern kingdom. He has set a harvest for you when I return the captivity of my people.
Mm-hmm. So the harvest is set for southern kingdom, Judah, to bring back the other 11 tribes. So there it is right there. So he have smitten and tore us up real good. He's saying third day he's going to raise us up, so we in the third day right now. Yahweh been gone for 2,000 years, so we in the third day. So this is it. But he told Jeremiah something's going to happen to these peoples in 17, verse 4, In Jeremiah 17, verse 4, he did say something was going to happen to these peoples of southern kingdom. Let's see what he says in Jeremiah 17, verse 4.
book of Jeremiah, chapter 17,
verse number 4 reads, "And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you. I will cause you to serve your enemy in a land which you know of not. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever."
Mm-hmm. He said, you, who is the you in 2 Ezra chapter 9, pick up verse number 20. Let's read down and see who is the you he's telling this to. He said, you, gonna what's that word again there, Brother Yahdai Israel? You gonna do what now?
Discontinue.
You gonna do that. He said, you gonna do that. Now we wanna find out who the you gonna do that by going to. What we said to going to, Brother Yahdai Israel?
2 Ezra chapter 9.
Yeah, pick it up. 20, Pick it around by verse 20. We're gonna find out. Who is the you he said it's going to happen to, going to discontinue from their inheritance? He said the you going to do that. Let's talk about the you. Who is the you that come out? Verse 20.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse number 20 reads, So I considered the world, though there was peril because of the devices that would come into it. Verse 21. Now Solomon spared it greatly, and have kept me a great of the cluster, and a plan of a great people. Verse 2. That the multitude perished then, which was born in vain. Let my great be kept, and my plan. But with great labor have I made it perfect. Verse number 23. Nevertheless, if thou wilt see this 7 days more, thou shalt not fast in them.
That's good. That's good. Give me that again. I'll take it back. I'll start back again at verse 29 to just before you got to that part. I need that one more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I got a strange feeling you stumbled up on a little something. So back up to verse 20 and read back down to and stop just before you get to what you just got to saying, that last verse. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 20. So I considered the world, and behold, there was peril because of the devices that were coming to it. Verse 21. Now Solomon spared it greatly, and have kept me a great of the cluster, and a plan of a great people. Verse 22. That the multitude perished then, which was born in vain, and let my great be kept, and my plan. But with great labor have I made it perfect.
Yes, sir. Right there. So he's talking about a grape and a plant that he have made. Back up to Isaiah. Let's see if we can kind of start tightening that in. We're going to Isaiah 5, verse 4. He said he got him a grape, one plant. And he said that's a multitude. Paris. But he focused in on the one and the one great. That's what he's focusing in on. Let's back up to Isaiah chapter 5, pick up verse 4, down to verse 7. Let's see if we start tying that in. Because hold that point, because Yahweh says in Matthew 13:13. What he says in Matthew 13:13.
Book of Matthew 13, verse number 13 reads. Book of Matthew 13, verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see and see not, and hear it, they hear not, neither do they understand.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh spoke in parables. He spoke in parables. And skip down to verse 34.
Look at Matthew chapter 13, verse number 34 reads, "All these things spake Yahweh the Son unto the multitude in parables, Without a parable, spake he not unto them.
Mm-hmm. So that's the way Yahweh spoke in parables. So he spoke in parables. So he spoke to Israel in Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. What do he say is in Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11?
Book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 9 through 11 reads. Mark 4, verse number 9. He said unto them, hear. He and she that have ears to hear, let them hear. Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. Verse 11. He said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got a case in point. I'm going to try to talk over it for a little bit. Because you be on the network, listen to the broadcast, that's one thing. But until you come down and sit in the classrooms of the Six Anointed Camp, you always will have doubts and you'll be confused. And we had a case in point of that yesterday. I was saying, well, we always listen to the broadcast, but we can see that you have a lot of work to be done. Because listening to the broadcast is one thing, and coming in and sitting down with the Six Anointed Camps is another. You can believe me as we unfold itself. I want to see the first one that do not visit and sit down on the Six Anointed Camps that can keep up with this kind of teaching and understanding without being had every time. It don't work. So it's clear that you must follow the rules and regulations. That's what it's told, and that's what the topic of the lesson is, the due order of Yahweh. Yahweh got due orders. And if we don't follow the due order, we think we know something that he's saying, but you're not going to know nothing he's saying because he's not going to give it to you at your time when it's time for you to excel in it. Although, like they say, we listen to the broadcast. We don't miss a broadcast, but we can tell that by not making the Six Anointed Camps and sitting down and to get that hands-on experience and understanding, you'll be stuck. And we're at the last place we see you at. And that's just the way it is. So we're going to Maccabees chapter 1 and look at verse 41 and we'll read down to the end. So I know we was holding something, Brother Yahdai Israel, but we're gonna put that to the side for a minute and look at Maccabees chapter 1, verse 41. Because I did say, I said, now you know what you got to do now, right? You know what you got to do. Regardless of how you listen to the broadcast, every broadcast you listen to it doesn't make a difference. The only way you're going to keep up, you got to follow with the rules and regulations, how Yahweh got it set up. And this is hold that point. I'm going to Acts chapter 3 for a minute. There, Brother Yahdai, I need a case in point. A case in point and 3 verse 1 and skip down to 11 and 12. Let's see what's going on. We'll pick up at verse number 10. We go to Acts chapter 3 verse 1 and pick up at 10 down to verse 12. This is real good. Acts chapter 3 verse 1. 10, 11, and 12 says what?
Book of Acts chapter 3, verse number 1. Verse number 10 through 12 reads. Book of Acts chapter 3, verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer being the ninth hour. Verse number 10. They knew that it was he was set for arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Number 11. Now the lame man which was healed held Peter and John. Other people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondered. Verse 12. When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Why looked you so earnestly on us as though by our own power or righteousness we have made this man to walk?
Mm-hmm. But what happened in the first line of 3-1? All this happened in the first line of 3-1. What was that? What happened in the first line of 3-1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Now, Peter and Jeff went together into the temple.
Mm-hmm. They went up. So that's the key. It is no way you're going to keep up with this understanding unless you follow the rules and regulations of those that have put their lives on the line for this, which you might want, we can read in this Bible. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple. And that is the only way you're going to be able to deal with this, because Yahweh puts you on the spot. He had to get out there thinking that you can just, you know, come to the network and keep up. He lets you get out there and he'll dumbfound you at the 11th hour, because he got to work according to the way the Bible show you how it works. And that's the only way you're going to be able to keep up. You got to follow the instructions about what your both fathers did, how they went up together. They kept this thing together because they knew that they were, they pulled that from Zephaniah 2:1. They pulled that from Zephaniah 2:1. What it says in Zephaniah 2:1?
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads. Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse number 1. Gather yourself together. You gather together, O nation, not desire.
Mm-hmm. So that's the way it is, Steve Ray. We got to understand something. Man got rules and regulations. And if we follow the rules and regulations, we own something. But if we don't follow something, we not own nothing. Because like I said, I told a story about in class about the wolf. I think it was in class. A wolf got out of the wolf pack, and just so happened an eagle spotted a wolf. You know, a predator is a wolf, but that wolf got out of the pack, and that wolf was taken away for no return. He became the eagle's prey, a wolf. That wolf was biting at him, and that eagle put his paws up on his neck and just went with him and just rolled him off and took him up high up in the air. See, I know I'll do for you with all that hollering, you know. I'm gonna drop you on this mountain. And by the time I drop you on this mountain, you come down, I bet you won't be doing all that what you're doing. So remember one thing, you only as strong as you follow the instructions of Yahweh. You can't do your own thing in this thing, you're going to lose every time. Let's go back to Maccabees chapter 141 now. And I think we made a pretty good foundation on that. So we come right back to Maccabees 1 and pick up verse 41. Let's see what we got there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's read a little bit and see what we're working with.
First book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 41 reads. First book of Maccabees 1, verse 41. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. Verse 42. Everyone should leave their way of life. So all the nation agreed according to the command of the king. Verse 43. Yea.
Well, hold that point. Hold that point there, Brother Yahdai. I want to pull some out there. I'll read that the way you see it. Because he's going to make a profound statement. He wants you to leave something, and I want to sneak me a precept in on that statement. So he wants you to do what? What do he want you to do again? Just read the way you said, because I got a precept I want to pull out in that statement that come out.
Book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 42. And everyone should leave their law. So all the nation agreed according to the commandment of the king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Verse 23. Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath day. Verse 44. For the king has sent letters by messengers to Jerusalem, polluted for Yahgar Judah, and the cities of Yahgar Judah. They should follow the strange laws of the land. Verse 45. Forbid burnt offering, sacrifices, drink offering in the temple, that they should profane the Sabbath and festival days. Verse 46.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good right there. Now, he says that they have to come together as one people and leave their laws and their religion and follow the kings, which is Esau and his five sons in this case, and follow their religion. Now, I want to see what that means if you precept that, follow their religion. You got to leave your religion and follow their religion. What is you trying to tell us that you're trying to tell us that we can precept and get the answer? Back up to 1 Maccabees 1:22. Make it 1:21 to get warmed up. Let's back up to Maccabees 1:21 and 1:22. I want to see, can we tie that in and read it exactly the way you see it there, Brother Yahgar Israel? We're going to see, can we tie in what is going on in 141 down to whatever you just got to read. 1 Maccabees 1:21, pick it up right there, come on.
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 21 reads, and enter proudly into the sanctuary, took away the golden altar, the candlestick of light, and all the vessels thereof. Verse 22, and the table of the shewbread, the pouring vessels, and the vial, and the censers of gold, and the vial, and the crown, and the golden ornaments that were before the temple, all which he pulled off. Verse 23, he took also the silver and the gold, and the precious vessels also he took, the hidden treasures which he found. Verse 24. And when he had taken all away, he went into his own land, having made a great massacre, and spoken very proudly.
Good. That's good right there, Brother Yahgar Israel. Well, I ain't got my dust in a row as we speak on that one. But I'm gonna come back with that in a minute or two. But we see once you remove your religion. I'm going to use that word for a minute or two until we can come back. We're going to come back and revisit that verse again. We're going to come back and visit that verse again, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. My fact, we're going to pause and bring in the elder because we see now he ready to go. So we'll pause for a minute and bring the elder back in and he'll tell you about this broadcast, and then we'll revisit that one more time there, Brother Yahgar Israel. There's something in that I want to bring back, but we're going to pause and bring the elder in. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, he'll tell you about who bring this broadcast as we taking a look at this. We're going to take a look at some end-time prophecy real shortly. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder, Mr. Till, Yahweh,
B.J.S.E. Roy." And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elders. Well, all I can tell you one thing, you got a clear idea of what's on the table, so we're going to come on in, and I'll be peeping around for what I'm looking for. So you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. We kind of missed a count when we first came into the room, but I think everyone has a clear mind that we are many and not one. There's a lot of people out there these days that are trying to turn our scriptures around into other things. we know we all came to hear things that most of us hear. And some listening never understand. And this is what we do with proper teaching. We bring out that understanding. We come to see those things that most of us see in the Bible. And some looking never find, because it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. And again, that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is being taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be seriously aware. By knowing these scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. You know, this makes me think, as I said before, what Yahuwah hates. In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, 16 says, These six things doeth the Yahuwah hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shred innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind and devilish wicked imagination, feet that be swift and running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers or sisters. And knowing that, we're here to help you, to guide you through these dark times of bad Christianity teaching and other things that is not Yahuwah. We welcome and thank all of you for tuning our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This information that you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address to use also. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices search engine. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is featured as only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line this time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call or leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Three words once again on the search line. After clicking there, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day you would like to listen. Also, we're making it possible for the listening members to get a recording of any program by request. To do this, just call the international line to order any particular day a number of days. Now, after the normal broadcast, we will also be on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible questions. Online there to answer questions about the discussed Bible topics will be Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I have seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. For remember, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. That's told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints. So we will find out what the righteous way to go. Keep your Bibles open. We will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, you know, that was excellent on your part. And we catch you on the bottom part of the close, and we also be ready to tune in and hear what the elder got to say, what lesson they got on the table. And if any question pertaining to the lesson you're hearing now or the lesson that will be presented to you at 8 o'clock on Pal Talk, you're welcome to listen, take notes, and come to the microphone and get a question answered if it's legit. All right, sound good. So we're going to swing back down and signify Brother Yahuwah Israel and get back on what we was on. But we definitely want to get on some prophecy because we know one thing. You know, people's, they, if any, not saying they in an uproar, but they confused. It's just like they feel like that machine that we talked about last Saturday that drops off and gets against the wall and then the bottom drops off of you and then you got no answer. And then they find they have a couple old big women that's on that class against that wall and they didn't stick on that wall long enough. And that thing dropped so low, and they just fell down and broke their knees. They broke their knees. And now that machine, that project is no longer in business no more. All right, so, come on, you find Brother Yahuwah Israel, and I want to get back to some things, and we definitely want to get a little prophecy in this lesson. Definitely want to get a little bit in. But we got to set the stage of the prophecy. So, Brother Yahuwah Israel, let's run back again to that first Maccabees 1:41 one more time. I want to come back to 1 First Maccabees 1:41, take number 27. Let's see what it says in 1:41. And just, like I said, read it where you see it, because it's a point to try to get out, to lay the foundation, to get on some end-time prophecy. Let's see what we're working with, Brother Yahdai Israel. You're back on the clock. First Maccabees 1:41. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of First Maccabees, chapter 1, number 41 reads, "Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people." Verse 42, "And everyone should leave his laws to all the heathen nations agreed according to the commandment of the king." Verse 43, "Yea, many of the also of the Israelites consented to his religion, sacrifice unto idols, and profane the Sabbath day."
Verse 44. Right there, 43. So read verse 43 again, read verse 41 and 43 one more time, Brother Yahdai Israel. What did verse 41 and 43 say? One more time.
Book of First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 41. Verse 43 reads, First Maccabees 1:41. "Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people." Verse 43. "Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion, sacrifice unto idols, and profaned the Sabbath day."
Mm-hmm. So, but he said in 1:41, he wanted all the people to be one people. But let's back up to 32. And pick up verse number 6 of Deuteronomy. So he said he wants the people to be all one people and make a judgment by force to their religion. That's what he said. But let's see, what did Yahweh say on the foundation of all being one people? Let's see what Yahweh says in 32 verse 6 of Deuteronomy. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's read a little bit till we get our point.
The book of Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6 reads, "Do you thus quit Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that have brought you? Have he not made you and established you?" Verse number 7, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you." Verse 8, "When the Most High Yahweh divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the family of Israel."
Stop right there. So here, so when you read 1:41, King Antiochus, he says everybody's going to become one people, and you got to accept his religion. That's what he say. But then when you read the left side of the book by using Psalms 11 verse 3, what it says in Psalms 11 verse 3 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalms chapter 11. Verse number 3 reads, Book of Psalms 11, verse number 3. "If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?"
And 119:142, what is the righteous? What is that? What's that supposed to mean? What can the righteous do? 119:142. What's that supposed to mean, Brother Yahdai Israel? What can the righteous do if the righteous do not have a foundation? What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instruction is the truth.
So what is the foundation of the truth? What is that? What is we missing? Let's run to 2:19 of Genesis 5 about the foundation. What foundation are we missing? to where someone can tell you that you're going to have to be, you have to be part of our religion and you become one people. Now, we just found out in 32 verse 6 to 10 that the children of the 12 tribes is a separate nation from the other nation. And that was Yahweh's doing. And when you understand that, you got to have your foundation of understanding that part. But your foundation go farther than that. You remember when we read in Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6 and 7, it says, in 8, ask your fathers. That goes to game changer right there. So you always supposed to be in position to ask your father. Because in Sirach chapter 3, verse 9 and 11, it tells you why you're supposed to always be in position to ask your father. What it says in Sirach chapter 3, verse 9 and 11.
The book of Sirach chapter 3, verse number 9, verse number 11. Sirach 3, verse number 9. For the blessing of the father establishes the family of children. But the curse of the mother rooteth out the foundation. Verse 11. For the honor of a man is from the honor of his father. And the mother in dishonor is a reproach to the family.
So the father's supposed to be in a position to lead his family according to the Bible. He must make sure that he lead his family according to the Bible. But if the father don't know the foundation, he will sit back idly and let the better half do the talking. And you're going to find out that that is not the foundation of the Bible. See, that's why we become humble and we watch a lot of things through the pages of the book. The only way Yahweh gonna intervene back that you got to remember the days of old. So in 28:47-50, can you help me out in Deuteronomy 28:47-50? See, the reason why King Antioch, Antioch says that y'all got to follow me in my kingdom and you got to convert to my religion. But before that happened, he had already told the fathers to put this down in the book. In the 28th, verse 47 down to verse 50. What he says is in Deuteronomy 28:47-50. What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 47-50 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 47. Because you're serving not Yahweh, your Yahweh with joyfulness, and with gladness for a man, for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall you serve your enemy, the Yahweh shall sin against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50. A nation of fierce countenance, who shall not regard the person of the old, but show favor to the young.
So he was already told that the children of Israel, since you don't want to serve me, Yahweh, then you're going to serve your enemy. And your enemy, you're going to serve. That's what he says. And he also says in Nehemiah 9:37, what your enemy going to do. He told Nehemiah to put this in a book. Is it Nehemiah? You put 9:37 in a book. It ain't for your time. But put it down, because the only one going to pick it up is the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. Let's see what says in 9:37 of the book called Nehemiah. Pick up verse 35, make it sound good. Pick up 35 to 37. Listen good what he got written there. Come on, brother, y'all go ahead, real.
Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 35 to 37 reads, Nehemiah 9, verse 35. For you have not served thee in their kingdom, for they have not served you in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, he had turned thee from their wicked works. Verse 36. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers, to eat the fruit thereof, and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. Verse 37. He yieldeth much increase unto the king, whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies, over our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress.
Mm-hmm. And now you got a decision on the table. And now you see why you got the decision on the table. Because he says, because you don't want to serve me, then you're going to serve your enemy. So when the enemy starts boasting about all the peoples become one people, that was against the due order of the Almighty Yahuwah. But the due order of Yahuwah is not for you to serve other peoples. The only one you're supposed to serve, according to the Bible, is 25. We're going 25, 55 of Leviticus. Let's see what it says in 25, 55 of Leviticus, that brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse number 55 reads, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55. But unto me, the family of Israel are certain. They are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So you see, so when Paul left, he had to go to Northern Kingdom. So Yahuwah told him that this is what I want you to do. What do you mean, where is that, WCC? So I'll run to Acts chapter 9 for a minute. We're trying to lay the foundation to get to what we're trying to get to. We don't get to it, but we got to lay a little foundation. See, one thing about it, you got to always be obedient in Yahuwah's word. The key to it is he's going to get you there, but you got to be obedient to his word so you can understand and see this thing from the Bible point of view, not from that one I say. Now, and Paul, what do you tell Paul in 9, verse 5 and 6? Acts chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. What do you tell Paul?
Book of Acts chapter 9, verse 5, verse number 6 reads. Book of Acts 9, verse 5. And he said, who are you, Yahuwah? And Yahuwah said, I am Yahuwah the son whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the prince. Verse number 6. And he trembling and astonished said, Yahuwah, what wilt thou have me to do? Yahuwah said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do.
That big talk there, brother Yahuwah Israel. He's going to tell you what you must do. And we're going to tell you what you must do. Must do. Paul didn't know Yahuwah. He didn't know the four-letter man. So, so when he caught up with Timothy and got Timothy on his feet, you know he told Timothy in 1:13, Let me show you what he told Timmy in 1:13. He looked Timmy eyeball to eyeball. He anointed Timothy, but he told Timothy something. What did he tell him in 1:13?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and unbelief.
You see? Paul said, I was ignorant what I was doing. Paul says he was ignorant what he was doing. See, he confessed. He told his story. See, a lot of people, they got the wrong spirit. They got the green hope spirit. See, in ignorance that you continue to go against Yahweh's word. In ignorance. Do you know Yahweh in 2 and the second chapter, verse 19? This is Yahweh's word after he created man and 2:7. Matter of fact, he created man 2:7. Just get down to verse 19. Listen to this. So you know what happened to us. We don't want to repent, and we'll stiff our neck, and scripture cannot be broken. And this is one of the greatest mystery in teaching. 2 verse 7 and 19, listen good.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7, verse number 19 reads, Genesis 2, verse 7, Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living person. Verse number 19, now to the ground Yahweh formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Whatever Adam called the living creatures after he created Adam from the dust of the ground, whatever Adam called it, that was the end of it. That is the foundation of man. If you a man, then 2:19 is supposed to be clear with you and your family. Whatever man called, that authority was given to Yahweh, that is the end of it. If you want to stay upon the Yahweh, you have to accept what he got written in 2:19. He called all of the creation to Adam. We could have went a little further, and when he brought Eve in, he didn't want to name Eve. But we're not getting that part. We want the 2:19. The 2:19 says man must be in a position to understand the due order of Yahweh, and that is the whole of today. And we've seen a case in point of that in class yesterday. We've seen that was absent from the Bible. Although we listen to the broadcast. You do. I don't see no 2:19 in here. I don't see 2:19. So we know we have to, the teachers, the elders, we have to see these things and get directly at it. Because the bottom line is we're not going nowhere until Yahweh identify us. Because right now, what Yahweh is saying right now, we look at these people in the 20th chapter, not about the 14th chapter. And this is what he's saying. But one thing about it, he look at these people right now as we, and he's saying something in 14, verse 2 and 5. What he's saying in 14, verse 2 and 5. What he's saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel, 14, verse 2 and 5 of Ezekiel.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse number 2, verse number 5 reads, Ezekiel 14, verse 2, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 5, that I may take the family of Israel in their own mind, because they are all estranged from me through their idols.
You're estranged from Yahweh through the idols. And that's why everything is pulled on us. And that's why the nations of the 17 nations got dominion over our bodies. Because we're not making a calling according to the Bible. If once you find out what Yahweh has said, you have to rehearse the righteous act on what Yahweh has said. He said, Adam, whatever you name it, then that's the end of it, Adam. That's the end of it. So when you open your mouth, you get the first word, Adam, and the last word, and that's the end of it. That's it, C-Rain. We got a problem with that. Why? Because we don't have our foundation. If we don't do the Bible, we just spinning our wheels. And that's why it said two-thirds is not going to make it. But the third day, according to Hosea chapter 1, 2, is on us. We in the third day. So this message must come out to identify if you don't get in order, you're not going to make it. So we told Adam to make sure you name everything and read 219 one more time. I want to hear it. The conclusion of the only one that was on the scene was the mental spirit. They all were there peeping because all they do is watch. Yahweh going eyeball to eyeball with Adam. And he told Adam something in 219 one more time. What did he say in 219?
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse number 19 reads, and out of the ground, Yahweh formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
That was the end of it. That was the end of it. And in Numbers 30, verse 9, listen what he says out of the heavenly tablets. In 30 verse 9. What he saying in 30 verse 9 there, Brother Yahjai Israel?
Look at Numbers 30, verse number 9. Every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced and single, for if they have bound themselves, shall stand against them.
Meaning, what do that mean? What does that mean? What it mean right now? Go to 1 Timothy. What do that mean? We go to 1 Timothy and read it. What it mean? We go to 1 Timothy and we'll read exactly what that means according to scriptures. Get on the comment on what the man is trying to tell you. You got to line up and the sixth anointed camp, you got to make sure you recognize what's going on and deal it out according to the Bible. Watch the setting of it and make sure you're clear with the Bible saying and make sure the Bible is told in that lesson form. You might have whatever you want on the table, but one thing you better have is what Yahweh got in 11 and 12. What do you say in 11 and 12? First Timothy 2, 11 and 12. Look what he says in verse 11 and 12.
Book of First Timothy chapter 2. Verse number 11, verse number 12 reads. 1 Timothy 2, verse number 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
You know, in Galatians 1, when he made that statement, he was telling the Galatians was in ignorant what I did, but Paul gonna say something in 1:15-16. Paul gonna say something in Galatians chapter 1:15-16 to Northern Kingdom. You can look right at Northern Kingdom eyeball to eyeball. He gonna say something in Galatians 1:15-16.
Book of Galatians, chapter 1:15-16 reads. Book of Galatians 1:15. When it pleased Yahweh, separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his mercy. 16. To reveal his son in me, that I might teach him among the heathen nations, 10 northern tribes. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm. So Paul let you know he was raised from the womb to take care of his women. Paul was raised from the womb to bring the message. So Paul was instead of a Yahweh son to Northern Kingdom. He was raised from the womb to tell what he was talking about. That's the reason he was born, see, right? Was to tell the story. To reveal Yahweh the Father's Son in him. So, that was big stuff put on this man. So you got to recognize when you got a calling on you, you got to reveal what's written in his Bible, and you can't worry about winning the popularity contest, even if Galatians 4:16 kick in. What it say in 4:16 of Galatians?
Look at Galatians 4:16 reads, am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth?
Mm-hmm. Because we don't have couples who came to classes, and they'll say, bottom line, man, reading that Bible the way that I'm reading now, I don't like nothing about this Bible at all. Nothing. So I'm going to excuse myself out of class, because I don't like none of this right here. It's because they don't have no foundation. I don't like none of this. But you read it for yourself. Yeah, I know I'm reading for myself, but I don't like none of it. And I ain't see that couple no more. You know why? Because this word right here, and one thing about it, Yahweh word gonna stand. And one thing you have to recognize, Yahweh gonna, his word gonna stand. And that's why we make it plain when we say it in 1 Timothy 4:13. What it said in 1 Timothy 4:13, that Father Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 Timothy 4:13 reads, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine.
He says, make sure you put more time in the Bible. Make sure you put more time in the Bible, see, right? He said, otherwise, do some reading. Put some time in the Bible. And read some Bible. Put away that one-eyed state and all them novels and stuff like that, and read you some Bible until I come. Make sure you read some Bible, not say, oh, yeah, I'm always tuning to the broadcast. Then why you not applying anything I'm looking at then? I mean, you look good there, but everything that we have talked about, I don't got past you. So we see what we got to work with when we see certain things unfolding. When the man is present, he's supposed to follow the Bible. What? When you present and you're supposed to leave the instruction on what you want, your better half, and what to be done with them, with the kids, to be done. That's why you have to know what you're getting off into before you get off into it, and you got to stick with the Bible. The Bible gonna stand whether you want to go another way or not. We told Adam to name everything to be. That means who done the naming of everything now? Supposed to be the name. But we find out now that a lot of people that been named, the better half done the naming. That is not your job to do the naming. That's why you have to seek counsel before you get off into anything. You got to make sure the Yahwali man understand his position, and whatever he says, that's the end of it. He gets the first word and the last word, and anything the better half say, Yahweh paid no never mind. We just got through reading it in 30, verse 1, 2, and 9. The man must get in his position, the Yahwali man, for Yahweh to intervene. He's not going to intervene if you continue to be out of order. And that's the program on Take 27, the due order of YHWH. You ain't heard the due order yet. You hearing it now? 3:16 gonna stand in Genesis until Yahweh the Son come back. It's gonna be a 3:16 gonna stand. What do you say in Genesis 3:16?
Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 16 reads, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply yourself and your conception. In child, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you."
In 1 Corinthians, what did Paul do? You remember Paul was raised from the womb, right? He was raised from the womb. Now, you heard what he read in 3:16. Now, you let a preacher tell you, well, no, you ain't got to go on the left side of the book. It's done away with. What Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14. Remember, he said he was raised from the womb to reveal the Father's Son in him. Watch what Paul says in 1 Corinthians, the Northern Kingdom, in the 14th chapter, verse 33 and 35. Paul talking to the Northern Kingdom. He found him. He knew his mission was. But look what he told him. Now, remember what was read in 3:16, right? Watch what Paul says in 14, 33 and 35. What Paul said, brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33 and verse 35 reads, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the congregation of the saints." Verse 35. If they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home. For it is a shame for woman to speak in the congregation.
Say down verse 35. I need a little bit more, brother Yahweh. Where you at? I need a little bit more. Because Paul will make a profound statement. What do you say?
Verse number 34. "That your woman keep silent in the congregation, but is not permitted unto them to speak. They are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the Torah instructions."
Ain't that something? "Also saith the Torah instructions." You see what Paul just said? Paul said, what I'm telling you, you can go back and read it in the Torah instruction scene, right? And we just got to read what Paul was quoting, 3:16. Paul was quoting Genesis 3:16. So how you let a ministry tell you that it's done away with now is, whoever. No, see, right? Paul quoted what was written in 3:16. He said, you got any problem with what I'm saying? Go back and read what's written in the Torah instruction. He was quoting 3:16. Right there. What 35 say?
Verse number 35. If they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the congregation.
You see that scene right here? So if you got a better half, then he's supposed to be on point. And that's why we got to sitting on the count. When you see that is not applied, those who teaching must catch that right away and get read at it so they can receive their blessing and to help them understand one thing. You just can't be a bump on the law. And just like the couple said back at a few months ago or whatever, I just can't hear none of this, although I'm reading. That book said that. Yep, that book said that. God, oh, I got to put this book down. As a matter of fact, she grabbed her better half and let's go. Shoot. Because this right here, this is a hard saying. This is a hard saying. You see that scene right here? And that's the point we making. The Bible is a hard saying. Remember, Paul said he was created to reveal the Father's Son in him. This is a hard saying. You got to tell the people that the one that we've been taught on is not the right one. The one in the Bible, he is the one that is in the Bible, he is a, what kind of man is he, Brother Yagdai Ezra? He's, can you hear me out? What kind of man in the book of Luke is we teach in the sixth anointed camp? We teach about the same of the man in the Bible, but we teach about him, and he got it written in the book of Luke. What kind of man this guy is? Can you hear me out there, Brother Yagdai Ezra? What can we read about the man that we teach of, but we got to have a verse on the table? Can you hear me out? You on the clock. Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it out. See ya.
We want to read what kind of man this man is, and we're going to precept that back. Thank you, Brother Yagdai Ezra. Luke 19. Verse 21. See, the one that we teach out of the six anointed counts, he's a Luke 19:21 man. This the man we teach of. What is he? 19:21 or Luke?
Book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 21 reads, "For I feared you, because you are an austere man."
Ain't that something? The one of the Bible is the austere man. And Paul was raised from the womb to remind them that the one we serve is the austere man. And what that means in our language today, just precept your Bible to Matthew 21. Precept your Bible. You don't talk a good game. No, talk a good game is over. Precept your Bible, and it'll tell you what that means about the man we serve. He's an austere man, and what does that mean? He's a what kind of man is he? Plain layman's turn in Matthew 25 there, Brother Yagdai Israel, and plain layman's turn. The man we serve is a what kind of man in 25? Well, you know what I want. You know what I want in 25. What kind of man is he? In plain layman's turn in verse 24. What do you mean by he an austere man in 25:24? What kind of man are we fearing, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Matthew 25, verse 24 reads, "Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Yahweh, I knew you, that you are a hard man."
Hate that something. And that's the point we try to bring to the leaders of the Sixth Anointed Camp. The man we serve is a hard man. He's an austere man. Our job is to fix the problem that we see, because we know their foundation is not in place. We can hear by the tone of the voices that your foundation is not in place, although you listen to the broadcast. No. You listen to the broadcast all you want, but you got to have hands-on experience, like going on hands-on on a job. You got to go and get the same thing you got to do and sit down in the ministry of the Sixth Anointed Camp and make sure you getting and receiving the blessing that is bestowed on you. But you got to understand, the man you serving is a hard man. So if you raised up to be him, he told you in St. John 10, what did he tell you in 34? He told you something in St. John 10:34. What did he say in St. John 10:34? What did he say anyway, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of St. John 10, verse number 34 reads. Book of St. John 10, verse 34. That's why the Son asked them, "Is it not written in your Torah instructions? I say, you are Yahweh."
I say, you are Yahweh. I say, you are Yahweh. Isn't it written that I said you are Yahweh? Do you know what Yahweh is supposed to do? 2:19 of Genesis. He said, "I say, isn't it written in your Torah instructions? I said you, Yahweh." That's what he said, right? He said, you can go back and read it. "I said you are Yahweh." So that means you're supposed to apply and do it and tell it before you get between the sheets. You got to come together in the head. Do you know who you're talking to? You talking to an austere man? You talking to a hard man? And you talking to a 2:19 man? Do you understand what you're getting ready to get off into about looking me up and down? I'm a 2:19 man. What is that in 2:19?
Look at Genesis 2, verse number 19. "And out of the ground Yahweh formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, brought him unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature that was the name thereof."
Do you understand that from the get-go? That we're going to do Bible, we're going to do Bible? Now read a little bit more. Now check it out a little bit further. Now after Adam was told his authority on the earth, then Yahweh just backed up and slipped up under the pomegranate tree. And what happened in verse 20? Now read a little bit more. Verse 20.
Verse number 20. "And Adam gave name to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him." Verse 21.
Hold that one right there. So now Adam have named everything he has seen. Yahweh was ran back upon the tree, drinking him a little pomegranate juice. He watched his old son get busy. So now you're going to tuck it all that, right? Yeah, so to me, you see, you took care of all that business. Everything of the creation, you're going to put a name on it, right? Then he say, "You ain't got to help me." But why didn't he bring that help me back in 19 to help make that decision? No, he said, no, that don't work like that. After Adam have done all the names and done everything that Yahweh told him to do, then he told Adam, "You ain't got to help me, Adam." Let's see what he do next, man. Now let's see what he do next. What he do next?
Verse number 21. Yahweh called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept. He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Verse 22. The rib which Yahweh had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto Adam. Verse 23.
And he brought her to Adam. And Yahweh brought her to Adam. What's the precept of that? What's the precept of that? What is the precept to that? Let's go to Genesis 24. And he brought her to Adam. Who did it? Yahweh. Brought her to Adam. And what's the precept of that? Let's go to the 24th chapter. And we'll see what the precept of that is. We're going to the 24th chapter. And we want to precept that to see the end thing change. He brought her to Adam. And it's 24. Let's pick it up at round by verse number. Pick up verse 63. What was he doing anyway? What was Adam doing? Isaac, he was Adam, or Yahweh, right? What was he doing? What was he doing? Let's see, was he playing space station, Pac-Man? What was he doing in verse 63? Let's read down to verse 67. Let's read this story and see what's going on here.
The book of Genesis chapter 24, verse 63 through 67 reads. Genesis chapter 24, verse 63.
Just give me one verse there, brother. Give me that first verse. I want that first verse there. First verse there, brother Yahdai Israel. I want that 60, that verse of 63. I want to say something about that verse.
The book of Genesis 24, verse 63 reads, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening time. He lifted up his eyes and saw, behold, the camel were coming.
What do you mean by, what was he meditating about in, go back to 1 Timothy 4:13? What was he doing? What was he meditating? What was he doing? And what was he doing? And 1 Timothy 4:13.
Book of 1 Timothy 4, verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, exhortation to doctrine.
Ain't that something? So he was reading, see, right? He made sure that he sit down and done some reading. He was doing a little reading, see, right? Now run to Psalms 119, verse 97 and 99. What happened in 119, verse 97 and 99? What you said, W.C., when are you going to get on prophecy? When I get ready? When I get ready? I'm going to get on it when I get ready, W.C.C. What it said in Psalms 119, 97, and 99?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 97, verse number 99 reads, Psalm 119, verse 97. O Yahweh, love are your Torah instruction. It is my meditation all the day. 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your covenant are my meditation.
Verse 100 and 104. Verse 100 and 104. Give me 100 and verse 100 and 104.
Verse number 100. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
So hey brother, y'all got Israel. What was he doing in verse 63 again? So can you paint the picture, brother Yahdai Israel, for this national audience? Paint the picture in 63. Come on, paint the picture of that, brother Yahdai. Read that verse again, go on, and paint the picture for this national audience.
The book of Genesis 24, verse 63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the Torah instructions of Yahuwah in the evening time.
But you see, listen, see, Ray, you got to put your time in reading the Torah instructions. You got to stop making decisions without the Bible in your hand. And as long as you don't make decisions according to the Bible, you're not going to, because you come to the network, that's one thing. You got to, remember, Isaac is a Yahuwah. So, but he know he got to meditate in the Torah instruction day and night. And if you do it any other way, it's a false way. See, when you get caught up into the system of the world, that's a false way. Because they told you, you got to become one people or a rainbow people. We found out in Deuteronomy 32, verse 6, Yahweh didn't want that. But he allowed that because of your own sin against him. You won't follow the rules and regulations. The rules and regulations is the way he set up from the Father. That's the end of it. We got to be able to help the loved ones that come in. And when you see that is not going to the court or according to the Bible, you have to send them down and show them this is not the Bible or what you just got through doing. I just watched your better half do that. That's your responsibility to get her on her feet to do according to your will. You can't look at things like you don't see it because you're the Yahuwah of the family. You got to lead by example. You got to meditate in the Torah instruction day and night. Any chance you get. Because you got life on the line through you, the Yahuwah name. Now, 64 down to 67. Now watch this now. Now watch what happened next. 64. Genesis 24, 64 to 67. Let's run through that real quick there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 64 reads, and Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Verse 65, for she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? The servant had said, it is my master. For she took a veil and covered herself. Verse 66, the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. Verse 67, now he brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, took Rebekah. She became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
You hear that? That's how it works, Leroy. But the Yahuwah man must be trained. And this is where the Sister Anointed Caps come in. You must be trained through the Bible before the school system and the 17 nation destroy you. You got to make sure they train. That's why we tell them the Sister Anointed Caps, whatever you see, make sure you can show them in the Bible what to do and not to do according to the Bible. Don't talk a good game. Make sure you show the Bible. If you show the Bible, you got to conform to the Bible. We have to be in position to show the Bible whenever we see whatever it is, show the Bible to get your blessing because we've been chosen to do this, show the Bible. Now, let's go back to Maccabees one more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I'm not through with that Maccabees, so we got half of that 141. I think we got that 141 out of the way. So we found out that was the first wrong that was committed. The king, the Esau and his five sons of the 17 nations, that wasn't his call. But through our disobedience or sin of Yahuwah, that was on the table. Now, what's the next verse of says in 1 Maccabees 41? We got that out the way. What did verse 42 say?
Book of 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 42 reads, and everyone should leave their laws to all the heathen nations. Read according to the commandment of the king.
He said, everyone should leave their law, right? Everyone should leave their law and and cater to the king's law. So whatever law, but what if that law is again? Keep reading another verse. That law is day what? Their law is day what? What's the next verse say?
Verse 43. They many also of the Israelites consented to his religion.
Right. So their laws is their religion. See, when you doing their laws, you doing their religion. But what is your religion? Have you ever been taught your religion? Now let's go to 2 Maccabees and read exactly what you see it in verse 21. Do you know you got a religion? See, right. You have to leave your religion and follow their religion. What is your religion that you can read? 1 Maccabees 2:21. What is your religion that you can read? When they ask you, say, what your religion is, why don't you have on your big piece of paper 2:21? What is saying 2:21 that Brother Yahdai Israel? 1 Maccabees 2:21.
The book of 1 Maccabees 2:21 reads, therefore forbid that we should forsake the Torah instruction and the ordinance.
And Yahweh forbid that, back to verse 20, because I need a little bit more. I need to give me a little bit more. Do your book got a word I'm looking for? I'm looking for a great word in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm looking for a great word in 1 Maccabees. See, these old new books, they take away the old slap down. Think about 2:20.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 20. You will lie, and my son, my brethren, walk in the covenant of our father.
Mm-hmm. So we don't stay in the covenant of our father. 21.
Verse 21. Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the covenant, Torah instruction, and the ordinance.
22.
Verse 22. We will not hearken to the king's word to go from our religion, either on the right hand or the left.
So, but what is our religion? Back up, Brother Yahdai. So let's even walk back and see what is Mattathias saying is our religion. Back up a verse there, Brother Yahdai. You own something, Brother Yahdai. We kind of put the golden slap down on our religion. What is our religion? Back up a verse.
Verse 21. Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the Torah instruction and the ordinance.
Ain't that something? So what is our religion, Brother Yahdai Israel? According to what we just got through reading, 21, 22, what is Southern Kingdom religion?
The Torah instruction of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible told that? Yeah, the Bible tells this. The Bible tells you your religion. You can read, see, right? Your religion is the Torah instruction, first 5 books. That is your way of life. Your religion is the first 5 books. Matter of fact, the whole Bible is your religion. That's your religion. And it's written right here. Now we read 2:20-22 one more time. With that understanding, we're going to read 1 Maccabees 2. Verse 20-22. So all that is in that right there, our king said you to leave your religion. And what your religion is? Torah instruction, covenant that you made with your fathers, the first 5 books. You made with Yahweh and your father said all that you said we would do. Do what? The first 5 books, the Torah instruction. So they ask you, hey, what is your religion? The Bible. The first 5 books, the whole books in my religion, my way of life is the whole Bible. We got to eat this whole roll, see, right? Because they're going to ask you one day, what's your religion? And you got to have chicken on a cow. You got to have, when they ask you what's your religion, you must have 1 Maccabees 2, 20 to 22. You say you got you a piece of word called apocryphal. No. All I got is protect mine and read. You ask me a question about my religion? Here's 1 Maccabees 2, 20 to 22. Put some yell on it and put an air on it. Stop thumbing around when they ask you questions. Go in the Bible and put some book on them. 1 Maccabees 2, 20, 22. What is it said by the Yahdai Israel?
Book of 1 Maccabees 2, verse 20 to 22, verse 20. And will I and my son and my brothers walk in the covenant of our fathers. 21. Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the Torah instruction and ordinance. Verse 22. We will not hearken to the king's words to go from our religion, either on the right hand or the left.
Brother Yahdai Israel, what is Southern Kingdom Yahdai Judah religion? That we can read. Let's rehearse the righteous act before this national audience. What is our religion, Brother Yahdai Israel, that we can read?
Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the Torah instructions and the ordinance.
Our religion is the Bible. It's the Torah instruction, the covenant. That is Southern Kingdom's religion. And we got to follow our religion with the Torah instruction here. That's our religion. Now let's get a couple more in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What do you say in Judas chapter 5? Well, 5 verse 19 to 22, then we'll close out in Hosea 5, 15. Because Yahweh going to say something to Hosea first. Hosea was first, but we'll back to it. Let's go to Judas chapter 5, verse 19 to 22. Then we'll close out in Hosea 5, 15. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Judas chapter 5, verse number 19 to 22 reads. Book of Judas chapter 5, verse number 19. But now are they returned to their Yahweh. Now come up from the places where they were scattered. Now possess Yahdai Judah, with the word Jerusalem, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, where it was desolate. Verse number 20. Now therefore my leader and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that this shall be their ruin. Let us go up, and we will overcome them. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my leader now pass by. Let their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, as we become a reproach before all the world. Verse 22. And when Achaiah had finished these sayings, all the people standing round about the tent murmured. And the chief men of Halifernes and all that dwelt by the seaside and in Moab spake that he should kill him.
Like that, sir. Did you hear that? And that's the way it is, see, right? You try to win the popularity contest, it ain't going to happen. That's if you know you see, right? You got to look at a problem as you see it unfolding, because one thing about it, we know if you don't apply this, then your trouble going to start, especially when you in leadership. You got to look at as it unfolds itself and call it the way it is. You're going to make majority of them uncomfortable. But you got to make sure you always put the Bible in for Yahweh. Don't be uncomfortable with you. The foundation going to stand, Steve Ray. And our religion is the Torah instruction. We got to apply this, and we got to get the men on their feet to understand one thing. You got to meditate in this Bible, and you got to make your calling according to this Bible. Because if you do so, because Yahweh said to Hosea in 5:15 something, He said something to Hosea. Okay, Hosea, now you heard what I said, right? Good. And this is what I'm going to do. 5:15 to Hosea. What are you going to do, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Book of Hosea 5, verse number 15, read. Book of Hosea 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place, so they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
And so he's going to just sit there on the right hand of his father until you acknowledge that you're not doing what I came to present to the world of Israel, the Bible. You know, I'm just going to watch you, but guess how I'm going to watch you? I'm going to watch you in Enoch 20, verse 1. This is how I'm going to watch you. This is how I'm going to watch you in 20, verse 1. What did he say there in 20, verse 1 there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse number 1 reads. Book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1. These are the name of the righteous minister spirits who watch.
And all they do is watch. Let's go to Zechariah 24, 23, and we'll close out with this. We'll close out the first part with this. Zechariah 24, 23. Listen to that. Brother Yahshua Israel, what it says in Zechariah 24, 23?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 24, verse number 23 reads, Zechariah 24, verse 23. All these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High Yahweh. Even the Torah instructions which Moses commanded for a heritage to the congregation of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Read that again, Brother Yahshua. You mean all that we've been saying, it is what according to Zechariah 24:23? You mean all that we've been saying for the last whatever time we had on is what that we can read? So all right, 24, 23, what does it say? Brother Yahshua Israel, gee, right.
The book of Zechariah 24, verse 23 reads, all these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High Yahweh. Even the Torah structure, which Moses commanded for a heritage unto the congregation of the 12 tribes of Israel.
You see that, see, Ray? Everything we have told you, this was Yahweh gave to him. Brother Yahshua Israel, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. All right, bring your closing statement. Come on there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Bring your closing statement.
Hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua. The other way is rolling out, see Israel, a seed royal. Pray word king to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, Qua.
That's Brother Yahshua Israel.